Last night.
Who?
Guess. We give up.
Who?
What's his name?
Hey, it is what's his name.
Hey, that's Hervé Villechaize.
Yeah,
you know, the little guy from Fantasy Island. He left these pictures in my cab last night.
Well, your first celebrity fair. Congratulations.
Oh, well, it's not my first, Alex, you see. Once I had a guy who went to school with Leonard Nimoy.
Hey, is that guy? The guy from Fantasy Island?
Yeah.
Hey, I do an impression of him. Cracks him up every time. You want to hear it?
No.
Okay, it goes like this here. Hey, bus. Hello, bus. How are you? You come to play, bus. What you want, bus? You like it?
Not bad. But can you do the guy who went to school with Leonard Nimoy?
Envy is an ugly emotion, Rigo.
Bye-bye, boss. See you. Hey, Nardo, how are you? Hey, Brenda. How you doing?
Hey, Tony. You know, he left a negative in here. He's probably going to need this stuff.
Oh, yeah? I better call him. I left him off at the plaza.
Oh, Tony, could you get his autograph for my kids?
I'll see what I can do.
What is going on here?
Oh, Latka. Tony had this big TV star in his cab last night.
Yeah, from Fantasy Island. Look.
Yeah, well, they probably don't get Fantasy Island in Latka's country. They usually get old reruns of our old shows, you know? What's your most popular TV show in your country, Latka?
Oh, I would say The Dotnikis.
What's that?
Oh, hey, Ralphie boy, how you doing? Oh, Alice, one of these days, pow, right. Writing to the moon.
Oh, yeah. The honeymooners.
And also, you know, we also enjoy I, Nick, Nick, Lucy.
Yeah, well, we enjoy that one, too.
He wasn't there, but I left on over. He's going to call later.
So what is this Fantasy Island?
Well, actually, Latka, there really isn't a Fantasy Island.
Well, I wish there was a place like that. Imagine some place you could go in. Live out all your fantasies.
You got fantasies you want to live out, Tony?
Oh, sure.
Like what?
I ain't going to talk about them. They're private.
I know what it is. The middleweight champion of the world, right?
Ha, ha, ha. You only say that because all you think I am is a dumb boxer.
Well, I don't...
Not true, Banta. I don't think you're a dumb boxer.
You don't?
No. I think you're a bad boxer. I think you're a dumb person.
Well, I think you guys would be real surprised if you really knew what I really thought about.
New York University.
NYU, right.
Hey. You know who you are? You're Eric Severide.
That's right.
I'm Tony Banta.
How do you do?
You know, you're a very famous guy. I see you on TV a lot.
You know, I'm a cab driver. Why are you going to NYU?
Well, I'm attending the GOSG conference.
Oh, yeah. The gathering of smart guys. I read about it in the papers.
Tonight, I'm actually going to be in a debate.
Yeah, it must be tough coming up with opinions all the time. I know. I come up with one myself every now and then. Makes my head hurt.
That is the price we pay.
Except nobody ever wants to listen to what I got to say.
I'd like to listen to what you've got to say.
Well, yeah? Well, you know what I think is stupid, Mr. Severide? Oh, you don't mind if I call you Mr. Severide?
Certainly not.
I think it's stupid that half the world is fighting. I mean, it seems to me that if the leaders of these countries want to fight, they should fight and leave us out of it.
I think you're going a little too fast for me, Tony.
Let the leaders of these countries put on the gloves and go a couple of rounds. The match I'd like to see is Carter Castro.
Castro's got the weight on him.
You know, but Jimmy's wiry and he does a lot of road work.
Now, what you're suggesting is a civilized alternative to war.
There you go.
An extraordinary idea. Tell me, what would you do, for example, about world hunger?
World hunger, huh? Well, like all those fancy White House parties, right? Instead of inviting all those rich people, invite some poor people. I mean, rich people can afford to feed themselves, right?
You seem to have a perspective on world events that somehow eludes the average man.
You're no slouch yourself.
You know, Tony, you could fit right in at the GOSG meeting.
How do I get in?
You just have to say something very intelligent at the door.
What should I say?
Anything you've said tonight would be fine.
Hey, if I say two smart things, can I bring a date?
I just want you to come and be on my side in the debate.
Who we debate?
Bill Buckley, Henry Kissinger, and John Kenneth Galbraith.
We'll kick their butts.
Indubitably.
Now, what would Tony fantasize about? I mean, let me see. If it's not being a dumb boxer, and it's not being a dumb cabbie, it must be a dumb something else. This is tough, Panther. You could be a dumb anything.
You know, I have a fantasy.
Oh, yeah? What is it, Larkin?
Well?
Wait a minute. Before you tell him your fantasy, you want to hear my fantasy? My fantasy is, what would it be like if all those busted cabs got fixed?
That's a good one.
Yeah? Well, you better get back to work. Otherwise, you're going to be fantasizing about where your next meal's coming from. Go on. Get no butts. Just get back to work, Lotka.
Back to
work.
I have a fantasy on it. I pasciana con la bici che dava lui. Si vuoto si vede che da pote che da fa di bala lui. Ma sa con la va lui. Pasciamo anche che da fa. Someday. Quando ti chiamate con la bici che da. Pussi schimmi di quelle vecchie. Well?
Oh, good morning,
Mr. Thomas. Hello? You may all sit now. Good morning. You're looking very chipper of your black today. Okay. Assistants? Hello. Okay. You feeling good today? Yeah. Okay, losers. Now, we have to get all the cabs out of here. So, Ben Garetsky, you take 915. Thank you. You're welcome. Banta, you're taking 1102.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Gravis. I can't take 1102. It's broken.
Broken?
Yeah, the brakes are out.
What? Louis de Palma? Where is that dumb fellow? Come on, Louis.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was in the bathroom when I heard you calling me. I'm sorry.
The bathroom?
Yeah.
But you went to the bathroom yesterday. Is this going to be a habit with you?
No.
All right. No more going to the bathroom till you fix all the cabs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I want to know why 1102 is still broken.
Oh, I'll tell you, Mr. Gravis. I was going to fix it yesterday, but then I had this terrible thing happen. My mother fell and broke a hip, and I had to take her to the hospital.
Oh, so no excuse, huh? I have warned you about this thing. You know what this means? Okay, attention. Halt. Down. Not you. You get... don't joke around with me. Don't be wise guy. Now,
I'm sorry.
All right. Now, blindfold.
Vodka.
One last cigarette.
Okay.
Whoa. He doesn't smoke.
All right. Ready?
Yes. And... Latka, please, please, Latka, no! Please, Latka! 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 What are you doing, sitting around like a zombie? I told you to fix those cabs. Now get back to work! Phew.
Fire.
Sunshine Cab Company. Yeah, sure. Hey, Tony, for you.
Probably hit.
How do I look?
Just that.
Hello. Hello? Yeah, this is Tony Banta. Is this really you?
Hey, guys, I'm talking to Hervé Villachez.
Yeah, I'm the cab driver to pick you up at the airport. Yeah, you left some photos in my cab, yeah. Pictures of you and Ricky Montalban. Yeah, so what do you want me to do? Bring him around the hotel? I could leave him at the desk.
Oh, Banta.
Don't give him those back. Charge him for him. You'll make a reward. Get him.
Louis.
Come on, Banta. He's a big star. He's rolling in dough. He uses $20 bills to train his dog.
Anything you say, Mr. Villachez.
Anything you say, Mr. Villachez. Let me talk.
No way, Louis.
Come.
You, yeah? You could do that?
You
bet. I'll be here. Okay. Just goes to show you. The bigger they are, the nicer they are. He's coming to the garage to pick up his pictures.
Hey, you're kidding.
Banta, I don't know why you never listen to me.
Louis, the guy said the pictures weren't that important.
Banta, sometimes you're so stupid I want to cry. Of course he's going to say that. That's why he's a big star and you're a bozo. Well, at least I get to do my impression of him in person.
Oh. Louis, look at that impression of him. You are going to humiliate and embarrass everyone who sees it.
Why are you encouraging him?
I'm going to do my impression, boss. And you can stick in your ear, Rita.
Ray's coming all the way over here. Yeah.
And it wasn't even my idea. I mean, he said he had to be in the city anyway to do some kind of promotional stuff.
Oh, you know, that's so nice that he's going to come down to the garage, you know, instead of making you go to the hotel.
I'll probably be like that when I make it as an actor, too.
Oh, you mean modest, humble, and unassuming.
Oh, wonderfully so.
You know, I might have known that you'd fantasize about being a great actor.
Elaine, you must think I'm really shallow, that's all I ever think about is being a famous actor. You know, I have other dreams, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the famous singer Bobby Wheeler.
New York?
Yeah, he's on the television. It's the seventh time they run this special.
It's Wheeler.
Of course it is, you bum. Who else could deliver a song like that?
Shh. Hey, I know him. I used to know him.
Sure you do.
Yeah. I mean it. He used to work for me.
And he counts those hours, cause she's still on his mind.
Trying to say he knows you, just ignore him.
I tell him that I know you. Bob, tell him. They don't believe me, Bob.
Here we go.
It'll cost you a buck.
Come on.
All right. Tell him.
I never saw the man before in my life.
Come on, drinks on me. It's so great. You got a pen. Drinks for everybody.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
What's up?
We're just sitting around talking about fantasies.
Do you have any fantasies, Jim?
You know me. I'm a pretty down-to-earth type of guy.
Come on. You mean to tell us you don't fantasize about nothing?
I don't know if you call it a fantasy, but sometimes I think about doing a little travel. You know, getting away from it all.
Come with us. We want to take you to our world.
Why do you want me? See, you got the right guy. You don't even know me.
Oh, yes, we do. We know you very well. You don't understand why everybody wants jobs, why everybody wants to get ahead. You don't know what the point is, and you don't care.
That's true.
You haven't read a newspaper in years, and you live in fear of someone starting a conversation with you about what's going on in the world.
Yeah, that's me, all right.
You're wearing every piece of clothing you own. When you talk, everyone looks puzzled. The universe is a source of wonder and amazement.
Yeah, that's me. Why do you want me to go?
Because we love and understand you.
Wow, you guys are funny looking.
Mr. Banta.
Yeah, I am. Hey, I got your photos right here.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, that's really nice of you. Can I do something?
Oh, no. Hey, these are some of my friends here.
Don't let them kid you. These are all of his friends.
Bobby Wheeler.
How you doing, Bobby?
Pleasure to meet you. I'm an actor, too.
Oh.
Alex Riga.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
And that's Elaine Nardo.
Hi.
How you doing?
I love your show.
Hey, Mr. Villachez, I do something I'd like you to see. Oh, it's there. You want to see it? Yeah. Okay, it's right here. Here we go. Hey, boss. How are you, boss? Here comes the plane, boss. I like it.
That's fine.
That was you.
Oh, that's very fine.
See? Finally, I got somebody in the garage who appreciates talent.
Will somebody tell the big guy that he stinks?
Next week, the fantasies continue.
Wheeler, what do you have to smile about?
I'm just looking forward to it.
Pathetic.
Right, Mr. Walters?